Emily, Mike, glad you came by. Good to see you, and good luck with the event.
Thank you so much.
All right, stay tuned. Midday Edition is next on WAOV.
Staying safe on the roads this planting season and a new life-saving soy product. I'm Eric Pfeiffer. This is Hoosier Ag Today. Indiana's 94,000 farmers will soon be planting corn and soybeans in fields across the state, which means Hoosier motorists will also see more large, slow-moving equipment traveling on Indiana's rural roads and highways.
We love to be in a field. Farming is great when you're out in a field doing the work. When you have to get back out on the road and move from field to field, that's when the blood pressure goes up a little bit.
That's Boone County farmer Don Lamb, who's also the director of the Indiana State Department of Agriculture. He urges drivers to be patient, as wide farm equipment like sprayers, tractors pulling planters or tillage equipment, and large trucks hauling ag products take up most of the road and often travel at speeds no greater than 25 miles per hour.
We're constantly looking in our rearview mirrors. We're constantly wondering if somebody's on their phone, if they see us. Even with all the flashing lights, it's so easy today to be distracted.
Lamb encourages motorists to be careful when passing and not pass in a no-passing zone or within 100 feet of any intersection, railroad grade crossing, bridge, elevation structure, or tunnel.
Farmers get pretty good at looking ahead and really looking for those areas of a road that are good to pull over. Sometimes there's a deep side ditch and we just can't get over at that point. Sometimes there's telephone poles, there's mailboxes, there's culvert pipes that go underneath the roads and we can't drive across that culvert pipe. So we're always looking out ahead, trying to find the very best place to meet. So sometimes it just takes a little bit of patience and we'll try to get over as quick as we can.
April is also Distracted Driving Awareness Month, so put down that cell phone while driving. The most recent data from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration says 4 occupants were involved in crashes with farm equipment in Indiana in 2021, which resulted in 2 deaths. We're hoping that number is 0 this year, as farmers and motorists both get home to their families.
Keystone Cooperative is centered on delivering the farmer-owned cooperative of the future, starting today. We are owned and operated by more than 10,000 Hoosier farmers, centered on the valued relationships that have built and grown the cooperative for 100 years. Keystone specializes in refined fuels, home heat, agronomy, grain, animal nutrition, and swine production. We strive to lead, serve, grow, and embrace our cooperative advantage. Keystone Cooperative, centered on you.
Organizations like the Indiana Soybean Alliance and United Soybean Board are working to develop new products to increase the value of soybeans. CJ Miller reports now on one such product coming out of Wisconsin that uses soybeans to help firefighters do their job more safely.
It's a firefighting foam made from soy flour that is safer to the environment, safer to the users because of the PFAS. That's the big talk in the news that's in the firefighting foam.
And that's Pat Malooly, president of the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board, talking about soy foam. It's the first and only firefighting foam that's made from soybeans and offers an alternative to using chemicals.
Safe to the environment, safe to the users.
And much like other products developed by the Indiana Soybean Alliance and United Soybean Board, such as Pore Shield Concrete Protectant and soy-based shoes made by Skechers, the firefighting soy foam presents another new market for soybean producers.
And it's not a huge market of soybeans as far as usage. I mean, they were throughout a figure of 12 million bushel a year to start. In the grand scheme of things, that's not a lot, but obviously we all know somebody that's had a fire or somebody that's firefighter in your family, and they're all exposed to this. So it really touches all walks of life, and it really could be a big deal and a very good product for the environment, for the safety of those firefighters.
The firefighting soy foam will be manufactured by Premier Polymers, based in Dalton, Georgia. I'm CJ Miller.
And I'm Eric Pfeiffer, Hoosier Ag Today, Indiana's Farm Network.
This is WAOV's Midday Edition. With Tom Lee.
It is 11:34 under overcast and rainy conditions. Good morning to you. Welcome into Midday Edition right here from the WAOV studios. I am your host, Tom Lee, with a complete look at news, weather, sports, ag news, business news, and more, starting right now with your first look at news from the WAOV News Center. I'm Tom Lee, reporting for Midday Edition right here on Wednesday, April 10th, 2024. breaking news right now. As we reported earlier, Knox County was funded the entire $1.5 million amount in its road projects. The funding was through the state's Community Crossings matching grant. The money totals announced at a session this morning in the Clay County City of Brazil. Along with Knox County, Sullivan and Gibson counties also got the maximum $1.5 million, with Pike County getting very near that amount. Martin County granted nearly $1 million. The largest community grant was for Linton. That city got $300,000 in grant funds. Shoals was next at nearly $258,000. Other amounts, nearly $225,000 for Washington, $100,000 plus for Patoka, and over $61,000 for Winslow. This year's round of Community Crossings matching grant, actually the next round this year, will be awarded later on in the year. A rough estimate is in place that 30,000 people visited Knox County for the eclipse weekend. That ended with Monday's total eclipse just after 3 p.m. Vincennes City Council President Brian Grove says those visitors came from many states and countries to witness the celestial event in Vincennes and Knox County.
To host people from Nigeria and Australia and all over the United States, we spent the entire weekend talking to people from all over the place, and I think Vincennes was represented very well.
And the final total is less than a possible crowd of 100,000 that was originally expected in Vincennes, but Grove is glad they over-prepared rather than the alternative.
Would you rather be prepared for 100,000 and get what we had, or be prepared for 1,000 and get 100,000? Nobody was injured. Everybody was safe, and I think we did well.
And various major cities on the eclipse path helped to spread out that eclipse-watching crowd. The eclipse cut across Texas and traveled northeastward through 16 states, with the last U.S. state experiencing the eclipse being Maine. The South Knox School Board has promoted Joe Keller from math department teacher and department chair to curriculum director. The action happened during last night's session at the South Knox Administration Building. The board also named Kara Street to be the new math department chair. Both of those actions take effect on May 1st. Good Samaritan Hospital in Vincennes will hold a grant opening next week for its new specialty pharmacy that serves residents in southwest Indiana and southeastern Illinois. A ribbon-cutting ceremony scheduled for 10 a.m. on Wednesday, April 17th at 305 South 5th, with an open house following that day from 10 until noon. The hospital says specialty pharmacies provide medications that may be costly and have limited distribution or require specialized monitoring or patient education. Area patients have been forced to obtain specialty medications from distant pharmacies, which causes inconvenience and delays. By the way, that location, 305 South 5th, was the former home of the Knox County Health Department. 11:38 at WAOV's Midday Edition. It is cloudy, overcast, and raining in some locations. Stay tuned. The Life and Health Report's coming up, along with a check of the weather forecast and a look at sports and another check of news. It's all within the next 10 minutes. This is Midday Edition on WAOV.
Are you a translator for your spouse? Are you the one always on the telephone because your husband or wife struggled to hear? You need to check out RelayIndiana.com and CapTel, the captioned telephone. The CapTel phone allows the hard of hearing person to enjoy conversations through voice recognition technology, with the other person's words appearing on the easy-to-read screen. Go online to RelayIndiana.com for more information about CapTel and let your spouse enjoy their own phone calls. Visit RelayIndiana.com now.
Healthcare.gov is here for you when life happens. If you lost your health coverage because of turning 26, going off Medicaid, leaving your job, or moving, you could be eligible to enroll in new coverage now. And if you need to update your coverage because of marriage or having a baby, you could also be eligible. But don't wait. There's a limited time to enroll. Check your eligibility at healthcare.gov today. Life happens. Get covered. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Here's another community announcement for you from 97.7 WAOV. You can join the Sisters of Providence for song, quiet contemplation, and inspired readings during the Ecumenical Taizé Prayer live stream services. That is held 7 to 8 p.m. on the second Tuesday of each month and includes prayer, beautiful music, and time for silence. You can find the live stream at taize.sistersofprovidence.org. That's a community announcement from WAOV. Here is the Life and Death Report now from WAOV. Funeral services with Celebration of Life set up for 62-year-old Donnie Hartsburg of Oaktown. That's set for 6 o'clock. That will take place on April the 12th. It'll be this Friday. Hartsburg passed away on April the 6th. Visitation to the time of the service on Friday. Memorial donations may be made to the Vincennes Animal Shelter. Funeral services for Brantley Timms will be conducted with private services. Timms, an infant, was born on April the 4th and passed away the same day. Online condolences being taken at frederickandson.com. And funeral services for Julie Loring of Bicknell will be conducted with services that will be at the Word of Life Church starting today at 3. Loring passed away at the age of 72. Visitation will be to the time of the service. Burial in the Calumet Park Cemetery in Merrillville. Memorial contributions may be made to the Word of Life Keyboard Fund. Frederick and Son McClure at Funeral Home in charge of arrangements. Online condolences still being accepted at frederickandson.com. The WAOV forecast now from the Brian Stevens Erie Insurance Weather Center. High of 65 today with an 80% chance of rain, especially as we get on through the day. Showers tonight, low near 63, and then steady temperatures on into Thursday, high near 63, and more rain likely. Join us for the morning chat with Ed Ballinger, weekdays at 10 on WAOV. Here is a check of sports on Midday Edition on WAOV. Rain the big winner in several cases, including Vincennes Lincoln's baseball and softball games with Evansville Bossy. Lincoln game against Bossy suspended in the bottom of the second, with the Alices winning it 10-0. Lincoln softball game also suspended in the second inning, with the Alices leading that one 6-0. No dates have been set now for completion of either conference game. The South Knox tennis team wins 3-1 over Washington. Spartan winners Grace Arnold in singles and the doubles team of Caroline Beard and Grace Carey, and also Reagan Harrington and Anna Provines. Number 2 singles player Allie Hayden was unable to complete her match due to the weather. In one baseball game that did get played, South Knox led 5-0 against Eastern Green last night, but then the walls caved in. The T-Birds scored 21 runs in the final four innings to win 21-10. 15 South Knox walks aided in the 21-run spree for Eastern Green. Caden McKinney led the Spartans with 3 hits. Also, Vincennes Lincoln girls tennis team lost 5-0 to Jasper. For the second straight day, Vincennes University baseball team dropped 2 to Heartland College, 7-0 the final in Game 1, 12-4 in Game 2. The Blazers now move to 11-26 on the season. And in a 9-hole match at Cypress Point Golf Club, Revay beats Princeton and Evansville Christian. Revay at 162, Princeton 169, Evansville Christian 198, with Parker Steininger medalist with a 36. Less than a week after Josh Schertz has left Indiana State men's basketball to become the head coach at St. Louis University, all 5 Sycamore starters themselves have entered the NCAA transfer portal. Robbie Avila, Ryan Conwell, also Isaiah Swope, Jason Kent, and Julian Larry are all leaving Terre Haute with a strong possibility of following their former head coach to St. Louis. Indiana State has yet to fill its head coaching vacancy. The Indiana Pacers defeat the Toronto Raptors 140-123 on Tuesday. All-star point guard Tyrese Halliburton had 30 points to lead the way. Pacers still sixth right now, the final non-play-in spot in the Eastern Conference. They're one half a game behind Cleveland for fifth. Indiana takes on the Cavs coming up Friday night in the next to last game of the season. In a game you heard on WAOV last night, St. Louis Cardinals even their series against Philadelphia with a 3-0 win. Nolan Gorman hit a solo homer. Brandon Donovan and Victor Scott II also drove in runs. It was the first win of the Cardinals' career for Sonny Gray. St. Louis 6-6. Lance Lynn will start this afternoon for St. Louis against Philadelphia. Again, you can hear that game, weather permitting, right here on WAOV. And the Indianapolis Colts could be looking to get Anthony Richardson another weapon. Right now, Malik Nabers is talking with the Colts, according to NFL Network. Indianapolis right now with the 15th pick. However, Nabers is one of the top three receivers in the draft and could be taken in the top 10. And that is a check of sports on Midday Edition. I'm Tom Lee, WAOV Sports.
Raising teens is tough, but one thing that makes it even harder is how popular vaping has become.
When our son started vaping, he thought it was fun, safe, cool.
But vaping began to control his life. It damaged his body, and it made him feel stressed, anxious, and depressed.
The truth is, vaping is addictive. Addiction is a disease, and teens who vape are victims of a multi-billion dollar industry designed to dupe, designed to sell, designed to addict.
If you know a teen who vapes, there's hope. They can text Indiana to 873-373 to get helpful resources that will motivate, inspire, and support them in their journey to quit.
As parents, we just want the best for our son and to see him reach his full potential. And now that he's vape-free, he can.
With their whole lives ahead of them, there's never been a better time for the teens in your life to quit vaping.
This message is brought to you in partnership with the Indiana High School Athletic Association and the Indiana Department of Health.
Here's another community announcement for you from WAOV. First Choice Solutions is celebrating 25 years of incorporation with a dinner Friday evening, April the 12th at 6. Doors will open at 5:30, or brunch on Saturday, April 13th at 10. Doors open at 9:30. Mike Fichter, President and CEO of Indiana Right to Life, will be the keynote speaker. The event at Bethany Christian Church on State Road 57 in Washington. And it is coming up on 11:48 right now, WAOV's Midday Edition. And we currently are looking at overcast conditions. Look for temperatures to kind of stay steady now over the next couple of days, and then a little bit of a drop for a day or so after the rain moves out, but not a real big one, maybe down to the lower 60s. Let's go ahead right now and take a look at news, another look at this point from WAOV News Center. I'm Tom Lee reporting. With the work of, actually with the move, make that, of inmates to the new addition of the Knox County Jail, renovation work is happening to the old cells. Knox County Sheriff Doug Vantlin details some of the work going on in those old cell blocks.
Clearing out one or two of the old cell blocks at a time, moving them to the new part, and that's leaving two vacant old cells open, and we're going in there and we're deep cleaning, we're fixing plumbing, we're painting, and we're kind of refurbishing those a little bit.
And Vantlin also gives a surprisingly efficient workforce that is helping with the process. Inmates known as trustees.
There's painters in there. We have people that's worked in flooring before, and we put those people, if they volunteer, we put them to work helping us out.
The new jail expansion is one part of the overall work on the jail campus. The other is a separate building to house those in the Knox County Community Corrections Work Release Program. Heavy rain yesterday and more expected today and tomorrow has caused a delay in the second part of the Hebert Road closure for repair. Hebert Road will now be closed from Hyde Park Drive to US 50 on Friday from 8:30 to 3:30. Hebert Road is a well-used connector from old US 50 to US 50. Drivers who use that road should be aware of the daytime closure. Local traffic will have access to the point of closure. Wind Energy's Community Trust has given its annual grants collected through Operation Roundup. Six groups have benefited from that, including Habitat for Humanity in Gibson County, the Patoka Presbyterian Church, Pike County Christian Assistance, the Sullivan Baseball League, the Town of Shelburne, and Vigo County Educational Foundation. Overall, the groups received around $15,000. With nearly one in five Hoosier third graders struggling to read at grade level, Indiana's working to improve literacy to 95% by 2027. State Senator Eric Bassler says one step the state has taken into address reading proficiency is allowing eligible teachers to earn literacy endorsement by enrolling in a free professional development course. It is 11:50 at WAOV's Midday Edition. 61 degrees currently in Vincennes. Hoosier Ag Today Ag News and more coming up at WAOV. Here is another community announcement from WAOV. Cross-stitching, crocheting, and sharing ideas. That's what is going on the third Saturday of every month at the Bethlehem General Baptist Church Fellowship Hall. They encourage anyone who wants to increase or learn those skills and fellowship with new and old friends to join them for food, fun, and learning. It's for both men and women at the Bethlehem General Baptist Church, third Saturday of each month.
Our connections make powerful things happen, uniting individuals and communities. We are Rotary. We are people of action. With over 1 million members, we know what people can do when they come together. Around the world, generations of leaders build new friendships and solve problems, turning great ideas into reality. Take action with us. Find out more at rotary.org/action.
You know about 1450 AM and 97.7 FM, WAOV. But now there's a third way to listen to the talk of the town, 97.3 WAOV. It's a third way for you to listen to all of your favorite news, talk, sports, and more. It's all right here at 1450 AM and 97.7 FM, and now at 97.3 FM, WAOV.
Hi, this is Ed Ballinger. Join me weekday mornings from 10 until 11:30 on the WAOV Morning Chat here at 97.7, 97.3 FM, and 1450 AM. It's a program where we talk to community leaders as well as those having an event or a particular program. The WAOV Morning Chat with Ed Ballinger, where your friends and neighbors meet at 97.7, 97.3 FM, and 1450 AM.
The WAOV forecast now from the Brian Stevens Erie Insurance Weather Center. In a word, wet. 80% chance of rain for today and a high near 65. Steady temperatures tonight with more rain, a low in the lower 60s, and then a high near 63 on Thursday with more rain. In St. Louis Cardinal baseball later today and all season long on WAOV. We thank you for joining us right here on Midday Edition from the WAOV studios. As we head toward the top of the hour now, the latest in business news, Dow down about 400 points right now, down 399.48. That's about a percent drop at 38,484.19. NASDAQ Composite also off about a percent, down 168.68 at 16,137.95. And the S&P 500 also down just under a percent, down by 48.37 right now at 51.61.54. Price of gold, though, continues to go up. Another $8.30 on the upside at 23.70.70. Price of crude oil right now down 7 cents. It's a very flat oil prices right now, down at 85.16 at this point per barrel. Consumer prices rose more than expected in March. The Labor Department's latest Consumer Price Index showed inflation was hotter than most had predicted. It was up about 3.5% year over year, up from an expected 3.4%. Gas prices are on the rise right now. The highest, California at 538, Colorado on the other end paying the cheapest at 307, right now 360 the price at most places in Vincennes. Rent prices up now for the third straight month. According to real estate company Redfin, they're up 0.8% from last year at $1,987 on the average. And there's more record numbers in the areas of the U.S. where the typical home is worth $1 million or more. Right now, $550 million homes are out there, that according to analysis by Zillow. That is a look at business news on Midday Edition. I'm Tom Lee. Helping kids avoid underage drinking. Here's another community announcement from WAOV. Nearly a quarter of people aged 12 to 20 reported drinking alcohol. The consequences can be calamitous. The words and actions of one person can make a positive difference in the lives of others. Help prevent underage drinking by being involved in young people's lives. Talk, they listen. A word to help prevent underage drinking throughout the area. It's political talk with a side of humor. Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins. Join Jamie Markley, David Van Camp, and Scott Robbins as they bring you information on the hot topics of the day, but do it in a lighthearted, humorous way. They're making sense of it all and having some fun doing it. Have fun with them and learn something while you're at it. It's Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins, noon to three weekdays on WAOV.
Let The Original Company Incorporated help your business by getting the word out. Whether your business needs marketing research, public relations, website design, print, broadcast, or even internet advertising, rely on the technical research and expertise of The Original Company. Go online to originalcompany.com. With numerous radio stations serving southwestern Indiana and southeastern Illinois, plus their associated worldwide websites, as well as organizing vendor events and TOC direct mail, we've got you covered. Let us prove to you advertising works. Again, go to originalcompany.com.
At WAOV, we are proud to be a part of the Vincennes community. Let us help your local nonprofit club, church, or organization by promoting your group's next event. You can email a flyer to news@originalcompany.com, stop by the Brevoort House at 6th and Mustard Streets, or mail a flyer to Post Office Box 242, Vincennes, Indiana 47591. Proud to be a Knox County community staple, we are 97.7 WAOV.
11:58 right now at WAOV, and it is 61 degrees. You're listening to Midday Edition on WAOV. Is next on your news and information station 97.7 and 1450 AM WAOV, 97.3 WAOV, Washington. We thank you for joining us on Midday Edition from the WAOV studios. It is 12:01 at WAOV, and now let's take another look at news from the WAOV News Center. I'm Tom Lee reporting. A rough estimate is in place now that 30,000 people visited Knox County for eclipse weekend. That ended with Monday's total eclipse just after 3. Vincennes City Council President Brian Grobe said those visitors came from many states and countries to witness the celestial event in Vincennes and Knox County.
To host people from Nigeria and Australia and all over the United States, we spent the entire weekend talking to people from all over the place, and I think Vincennes was represented very well.
And the final total was less than a possible crowd of 100,000 in Vincennes. However, Grove is glad that they overprepared rather than the alternative.
Would you rather be prepared for 100,000 and get what we had, or be prepared for 1,000 and get 100,000? Nobody was injured, everybody was safe, and I think we did well.
Various major cities on the eclipse path helped to spread out the eclipse watching crowds. The eclipse cut across Texas and traveled northeastward through 16 states, with the last U.S. state experiencing the eclipse being Maine. Knox County Commissioners President Kelly Streeter and County Council Chair Rich Chatton will be part of an NDOT presentation today. The two county leaders will go to Brazil, Indiana, as part of a formal presentation of those community crossings matching grant funds. This round, Knox County got about $1.5 million from county paving projects. That's the maximum they could get. At last night's council meeting, Chatton reported the money will be used for county paving projects this summer. Grant-related bid packages will now be sent out to contractors who wish to submit bids. An opening date for those bids has not been set at this point. Good Samaritan Hospital in Vincennes will hold a grand opening next week for the new specialty pharmacy that serves residents in southwest Indiana and southeastern Illinois. A ribbon-cutting ceremony set now for 10 a.m. on Wednesday, April 17th at 305 South 5th, but open house from 10 to noon. That's the former Knox County Health Department location. Area patients who have been forced to obtain specialty medications from distant pharmacies, which causes inconvenience and delays, and set up the need for this one. It is 12:04. This is Midday Edition on WAOV.
Stop in and save big money on your next outdoor lumber project. Now at Menards. Menards has the largest selection of AC2 pressure-treated lumber and decking, and it's easy to load in our outdoor lumber yard. Plus, you can get free estimates fast with our deck design programs in-store or on Menards.com. Explore all the lumber options and check out more of our great deals going on now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
Here's another community announcement now on WAOV. Early Head Start pregnant moms will have free and fun learning for the whole family with one-on-one support, hands-on learning and guidance, real-life tips, and continued services after delivery. For more information, you can get a hold of the PACE Community Action Agency, serving Knox, Sullivan, Green, and Davies counties. Get more information by contacting PACE Community Action Agency.
Have you ever missed one of your local shows on WAOV? Ever missed the morning chat, Mark and Mark, or even financial questions, real answers? Well, that's not a problem anymore. WAOV now has our local shows on podcast and easy to get them. Go to WAOVAM.com, click on the podcast tab at the top to find your show. It's that easy. So if you miss Crosstalk, legal news or views, or just the tips, listen to the podcast the next day. Go to WAOVAM.com and find your podcasts.
The WAOV forecast now from the Brian Stevens Erie Insurance Weather Center. High of 65 today with an 80% chance of rain, especially as we get on through the day. Showers tonight, low near 63, and then steady temperatures on into Thursday, high near 63, and more rain likely. Join us for the morning chat with Ed Ballinger, weekdays at 10 on WAOV.